So today we
Hare
have
Krishna Mataji, can I start?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So today's speaker is His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association.
Krishna, yes, Prabhuji, thank now you so much for giving me the question. Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, text number 64. Madhya Leela 20, text number 64 onward. Sanatana kahe Krishna ami nahi jane, amara uddara hetu tumara kripa mane. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Sanatana replied, I do not know who is Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I have been released from prison only by your mercy. Kemane chutila bali prabhu prasanna khaila adhyayupanta sabakata tino sunaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Sanatana Goswami, how you are released from prison? Sanatana Goswami then described the story from beginning to end. Text number 66. Prabhu kahe tumara dui bai prayaga milalam rupa anupama dune vrindavana gelam. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I met your two brothers, Rupa and Anupama, at Prayag. They have now gone to Vrindavan. 67. Tapana Mishri Are Chandra Shekare Prabhu Ajnaya Sanatana Milala Donare. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami met both Tapana Mishra and Chandra Shekhar. Tapana Mishra Tabetanra Kaila Nimantrana Prabhu Kahe Shaura Karya Yaha Sanatana. Tapana Mishra then extended an invitation to Sanatana, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatana to get a shave, go and get a shave. Chandrasekhara Prabhu kahe balana ye vesha durakara yaha inaralana. After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chandrasekhara and asked him to take Sanatana Goswami with him. He is also to take away Sanatana's present dress. Badra karana tandra ganga stana karela shekara aniya tanre nutana vastradila. Chandrasekhara then made Sanatana Goswami look like a gentleman. He took him to a bath in the Ganges, and afterwards he bought him a new set of clothes. Perfect. The word Bhadra Karana are significant in this verse. Due to his long hair, mustache and beard, Sanatana Goswami looked like a Darvavesha or hippie. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatana Goswami hippie features, he immediately asked Chandrasekhara to get his shaved clean. If anyone with long hair or a beard wants to join this Krishna conscious movement and live with us, he must immediately shave himself clean. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered long hair objectionable. Sanatana Goswami was saved from hellish condition, Maharaura, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaura is a hell wherein animal killers are placed. In this regard, refer to Srimad Bhagavatam 5.2, 6, 10, verse and 12. 71. Sri Seivasra Sanatana Kaila Angikar Suniya Prabhu Ramane Anandaka. Chandrasekhara offered him a new set of garments to Sanatana Goswami, but Sanatana Goswami did not accept it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this, he became unlimitedly happy. 72. Madhyana Kariya Prabhu Gela Bhikshav Karibarem Sanatana Lane Gela Tapana Misharigarem. After bathing at noon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Tapana Mishra for lunch. He took Sanatana Goswami with him. Pada prachalanakari bhikshate vasilam sanatana bhikshadeha mishare kahila. After washing his feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down for a lunch and he asked Tapana Mishra to supply Sanatana Goswami lunch also. Mishra kahe sanatere kichu kritya achem tumi bhikshakara Prasad Tandre Dibe Pachen. Tapana Mishra said, Sanatana Goswami has duty to perform. Therefore, he cannot accept lunch now. At the conclusion of meal, I shall supply Sanatana with some remnants. Bhikshakari Mahaprabhu Vishrama Karilam. Mishra Prabhu Rashesha Patra Sanatana Dilam. After eating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest for a while. Tapan Mishra then gave Sanatana Goswami the remnants of food left by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mishra Sanatana Dilam Nutana Vasana Vasra Nahinila Teno Kaila Nivedana. When Tapan Mishra offered Sanatana Goswami new cloth, he did not accept it. Instead, he spoke as follows. More Vasra Dite Yadi Tumara Hoimanam Nija Paridana Yeka Deha Puratanam. If you want to give me some cloth, according to your desire, please give me an old cloth you have used. Tabe Mishra Puratana Eka Dutidila Teno Dui Bairvasa Kopena Karila. Then Tapan Mishra gave Sanatana Goswami the used dhoti. Sanatana immediately tore into pieces and made two sets of outer clothes and underwear. Maharashtriya Dvije Prabhu Milela Sanatana Sei Vipratanare Kaila Mahanimantrana. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the Maharashtrian Brahmin to Sanatana. The Brahmin immediately invited Sanatana Goswami for full meals. Sanatana Tumi Yavat Kashite Rahibam Tavat Amaragare Bhiksha Ye Karibam. The Brahmana said, my dear Sanatana, as long as you remain in Kashi, please accept lunch at my place. Sanatana Kahe Ami Madhukari Karibam Brahmane Regare Kena Ekatra Bhikshalabam. Sanatana replied, I shall practice the process of Madhukari. Why should I accept full meals in the house of Brahmana? The word Madhukari comes from the word Madhukara, which refers to bees collecting honey from flower to flower. A Madhukari is a saintly person or a mendicant who does not accept a full meal at one house, but begs from door to door, taking a little food from each householder's place. In this way, he does not overeat or give householder unnecessary trouble. A person in the renounced order may beg, but not to cook. He begging should not be burden for the householders. The Madhukari process is strictly followed by Babaji, that is, one who has attained the Paramahamsa state. This practice is still current in Vrindavan, and there are many places where alms are offered. Unfortunately, there are many beggars who have come to Vrindavan to accept alms, but not follow the principle of Sanatana Goswami. People try to imitate him and lead an idle life by practicing Madhukari. It is almost impossible, so strictly follow Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. It is better to accept food offered to Krishna in the temple than try to imitate Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Yukte ravi arsa yukta chetasya karmasu yukta swapanabhi bodhasya yoga bhavati dukkaha. He who regulated in his habits of eating, sleeping, recreation and work can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. The ideal sannyasi strictly follows the way practiced by Goswami. O Majnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitamcha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయితే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతిసే నమ. ఏ కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛ కల్పతరుభ్యక్ష కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివా సది గౌర్ భక్తవంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ గివింగ్ క్రెడిట్ టు కృష్ణ, not different from himself, because Sanatan Goswami is under the, he was doing service under the Muslim Nawab Hussain Shah, and they eat meats, everything. It is said in the Shastras that 60 people will be punished when one eats or one who, you know, grows all, when he maintains something, these animals, and he sells it, and one agent also involved, and one is the transporter, one who cooks and one who eats. All six people are, whoever helping to slaughter this and eating the meat will be, and oh, Sanatan Goswami, because Hare Krishna, Sanatan Goswami is one of the minister who helps them in financing also, because he is looking after finance. He was a prime minister, so he is also part of it. Though here it is said that when you deal with this meat eating people, there is a hell. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can hear you, and I request everyone please mute your phones so that we can hear the class.
Okay. There is a hellish condition, that is a Maharaurava, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that Krishna has saved Sanatan Goswami going to Maharaurava. Of course, it is, we should understand that it's only, not only Sanatan Goswami, we should understand that we should not be part of meat eating or, you know, helping someone to eat meat. So this is our a warning to us. So here, then second part is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Chandrasekhara to give him a set of new clothes and shave him properly. So it was Chandrasekhara took him and he shaved all his beard and other things, and he looks like a gentleman, which Prabhupada says that whenever in Krishna consciousness we should not grow long hair, especially I'm talking of males. So it is a etiquette of the person who is coming to Krishna consciousness should have a nicely, you know, small hair and shika and all these things. And because we are treating our body as a temple, so we put chandan in all the 12 places and feel like Lord is sitting, and we have to treat this body as a temple. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy when Sanatan Goswami. And now Sanatan Goswami's humility and how he is, you know, following Krishna conscious, this is to be understood. Because when Tapan Mahārāja gave him the new cloth, he refused to wear it. Why? Because once the new cloth comes to your hand, you feel like when it's become old, you want one more new cloth. So your attachment is there. Most of the time we are attached to our cloth. So Sanatan Goswami shows us the cloth is meant for only to cover the body, not to have attachment to the dress. So Sanatan Goswami immediately refuses, you know, new cloth. He asked Tapan Mishra give an old cloth, and he tore it and he made two pairs, one outer garment, one is inner garment. And this not only here, he continued in Vrindavan also. Those who are throwing this old cloth, they used to use it. So their humility and, you know, not depending on anyone. Again, he is refusing to do, you know, go to the Brahman's house, South Indian Brahman, Brahman's house, and get free meals. He doesn't want this. So he is telling, I will do madhukar. Here, madhu means, we know that nectar, the bee collects nectar and store. But here, what a sannyasi, paramahamsa stage, or one who does madhukari, he doesn't depend on any householder, whatever they give. Many times we have seen that the householder never give the fresh food, whatever remaining, whatever to be thrown. But invariably, these vikshukas, whatever sannyasi, sadhus, accept this as a, and they cook sometimes. They usually, many times, they don't cook. Whatever given, they eat it. But if you see Raghunath Goswami's austerity, he is to collect, which is thrown even by the cows. And he is to collect it and boil it, putting little salt and eat it. That is very, very austere. And in the later stages, he used to drink only one palm of buttermilk. That too, once in 2 days. And he used to pay obeisance 3,000 times. We should not, we cannot do that, but we can follow up, follow the footsteps of Raghunath Goswami. So it is said that we are Rupanugas, and many times we see that we are mentioning Rupa and Raghunath Goswami for highest esteem of what they follow. So we are following their footsteps, understanding what is renunciation, what is detachment, and what is the purpose of both of this to attain Krishna Prem, and what is the attraction for the holy name. So it is said here that he was pleasing Sanatana Goswami. In the later stages, he was getting rid of his blanket also. We know that story also. So Sanatana Goswami was not attached even to that blanket or any dress. It shows. It is just there because somebody has given him, his brother-in-law gave him that, and he was lit. And which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw once or twice, and he left that also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Whatever Raghunath Goswami and Sanatana Goswami did in initial stages, where they are initiating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased. That is shows how to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our main goal is to please our spiritual master and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitai, Gaur Nitai. So now Gaur Punima is also coming. We know that our mood should be in the attached to so lotus feet of Gauranga, because whenever we sing the name of Gauranga, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayana babenira. So this song is very, very, Narottam Das sings. Why he sings? Because one has to get, when we chant the name of the Lord, Hari, our whole heart, whole body should shake, vibrate with so much, you know, positive energy coming up with that name, and we enjoy taking the name, and our Pulaka Sharira means it is, should have nourished and it should have relished the name of the Lord. But when we chant most of the time, last time also we told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Japite Japite Pagal Ho Gaye Mana. But many of us, when we want to chant, we become, you know, Pagal. Means we become mad. How to, you know, finish our 16 rounds, how to do that and that. Because our chanting many times, mind-controlling chanting, not Krishna-controlling chanting. When we chant completely and understanding the importance of chanting and, you know, what is the mood of chanting, then again, Gauranga Bolite, when we take the name of the Lord, our and Vishaya Chadiya Kabe Shuddha Be Mana. Because when we have cleaned our mind, then only we can see the pastime of Vrindavan. Otherwise, with so much anartha in our heart, Lord cannot come and sit there. The Nartas was detachment has to come, all this attachment and other anarthas, because there is no meaning. Anartha means there is no meaning. When there is no meaning in spiritual life, we should leave all these anarthas one by one as fast as possible. So Sanatana Goswami at that higher platform, his most higher platform, Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunath, all these six Goswamis and Lokna, so many people are there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us why he came, why he came here to teach us all these things, because it is very important, because we are aiming, what we are aiming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing all the necessary things through Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Gopala Bhatta Goswami, all these six examples, because he knows in the future they may not be knowing much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the writing of Shishtashtakam only can prevail all over, you know, future, and all the six Goswamis, whatever they wrote, we can read through it and understand the importance of Chaitanya's teaching. Even Prabhupada wrote one book, Chaitanya's teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should know that, we should read all these things, understand, because the Gaur Purnima is not ordinary. It is one way, it is most wonderful festival. We can understand so many things in Gaur Purnima, because it is more important than Janmashtami to us. So we should not take it lightly, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came is Mahavadanyaya and is most munificent. No other incarnation has given us so much. They opened the treasure gate freely available for all the people without knowing there, without, you know, having qualification. They gave everything. So the first Gaur Purnima, we know that in our Gaudiya history, Narottam Das Gaur Purnima was the excellent Gaur Purnima, when he called Janava Mataji, Virbhadra, so many people were there. And Narottam Das Thakur wants to have an elaborate Gaur Purnima, first Gaur Purnima, and there were many, many thousands of people are attending from most of the, you know, villages, town, everything. And Janava Mataji also came with so many people. So it was a wonderful festival to see. This festival makes us, all our festivals in temple and at home also, should create such an atmosphere, we are completely immersed at that, in that festival, and get maximum out of that. It is compared that most of the time this festival are none other than the rasa dance of Krishna. We are calling Krishna, we are calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stay in your heart and among, and we are enjoying the association of devotees, and we are dancing, kirtan, and feasting also. The Prabhupada's main importance given for all these things, chanting and dancing and feasting. Why? Because these are nothing but we are associating with Krishna himself, and it's not other than one way rasa dance also. We need not think of gopis. We can think, because they are most fortunate, most elevate. We can follow the footsteps. How to follow the footsteps? Not joining rasa dance, but it is a, we are given the facility to have association with Krishna, deity worship, and, you know, chanting, because holy name is none other than Krishna. So when we associate with our complete surrender heart, complete, you know, gratefulness heart, complete effective in chanting, hearing again and again the name of glories of the name of the Lord, then we are in as good as we are in that rasa dance. So here the Ratha Yatra is there, and congregational chanting is there, and congregation Yatra is there. So all these are nothing but, you know, associating with Krishna with this pastime, and it is not other than rasa dance itself. So when we say, when we, our spiritual master, we know that Tadvidi Pranipratena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadeshakti Chedanam Ganavan. This knowledge is given by our spiritual master, because he has given this knowledge by his spiritual master. This parampara always there. So again, దట్స్ వై చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సేస్ బ్రహ్మాండే భ్రమితే కోయి భగవాన్ జీ జీవ కృష్ణ జీవ గురు కృష్ణ ప్రసాద్ పాయ భక్తి లతా బీచ్. దిస్ భక్తి లతా బీచ్ హెస్ కమ్ టు అస్ బట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్ బికాస్ దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ సో మెనీ వీస్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ విత్ దాట్ దట్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ స్పాయిల్ అవర్ భక్తి లతా బీచ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గివన్ టు అస్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ అండ్ వీ గాట్ వెరీ ఈజీలీ విత్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ మచ్. So most of the time, if you see, asuras came to see Krishna in a disguise or in other way, want to kill Krishna. But what happened? Krishna killed them because they want to test Krishna, and they got the defeat of taste and, you know, and death themselves. And CM Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did, he himself visited all asuric people, means in the mind of Asuric. So when he visited South India and most of the place, he converted them. So he elevated them in the best platform available, Bhakti Mark and Krishna Prema he wants to give. Here, Krishna is sending them back to spiritual world because when he kills, everyone will go, one of the spiritual. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is elevating most of them when someone hears him and chants his name and get purified himself. Where Srila Prabhupada, what he did, he traveled 13 times in 12 years and around the world, he also did elevate all people like us, fallen souls. He elevated us to a very, very auspicious Krishna consciousness. So we should know that all these acharyas has done wonderful work for us. Here Sanatana Goswami is learning from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what is his best. He was telling in future sentences, I've been honored as a great pandit and I'm a prime minister, everything he's telling, but I myself do not know what is my duty. So he was asking such a humility way, to humble way to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then only when we are humble in such a position, then only we get real knowledge from our Sista Guru, Ishta Guru, all people. They say that when mother, puts her hand on her child and, pats her and sometimes, smells the head of the child, and when she puts her hand and, touch the hand, the growth of the hair will go up. There is so much growth of the hair. When wife or opposite sex, when they put their hand on the scalp, hairs will fall down. Because most of the time, the intentions are different, what they want. Because mother's love is pure and it doesn't have any tinge of, selfish motto. When she, put her hand on that, like that, when our spiritual master puts his hand on our intelligence will grow. When intelligence grows, we can differentiate what is good for us, what is bad for us. Most of the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraces, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Moni, all the six Goswamis, and so many people he embraces and he gives. He transfers his energy on them and their intelligence becomes more, vibrate. And that vibration, Srila Prabhupada gave us whole world, because Prabhupada again and again says one day the whole world will be thankful to Krishna, ISKCON, for their, whatever they have sacrificed for them. That is most important. Everyone knows Krishna means thirsty of water. When water is drank, when you are thirsty, your thirst is mitigated. But it is a bodily, feeling. Only bodily, but the real Krishna is, the heart, our soul wants a nectar from Krishna consciousness, that is Krishna Prema. Once we get that Krishna Prema, then real thirst is mitigated. That we are aiming for that. Because spiritual master always, whenever we do some mistake, he smashes our proudness. And in the material world, we know that followers, all these things, about whatever we have got, our, you know, titles, which will not help us anywhere here. So whenever we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigatam Kalpataru, unless we are Rasika Shiromani, we cannot understand what is here is the ras, real ras we are getting from Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, conversation, what they are aiming at. They are aiming at to give the full blissful nature of the Krishna conscious to us, and they are transferring this Krishna Prema one to other in Sampradaya way. So some people are fortunate, some people are more fortunate, some people are most fortunate. We are actually our most fortunate because we have come to ISKCON without qualification. And all pervaded Lord himself, he doesn't know how great he is. But we should understand Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so great that we cannot fathom their greatness. And we should be humble in surrendering to them and spiritual master and acharyas. And that brings us very near to Krishna. This humble mood we have got, then everything is possible. Because when Krishna wants to bring the burden of the earth, Jarasandha, we know that almost 21 Akshayoni, he almost killed them and he reduced the burden of. Again, Kurukshetra, we know that 64 crores people are eliminated. So this shows Krishna's power to eliminate and burden of the earth. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also eliminated most of them by sending them back to Godhead. Because he wants to show it is not that difficult to going back together. He need not be killed by Krishna or someone. You know, that is the wrong way. This is the right way by chanting, by associating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement shows three things: Jivadaya, Nama Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva. He has given so much importance to that. He says, respect Vaishnavas and chant the name of, holy name of the Lord. That is, again, Jivadaya, he added it. But when it comes to Srila Prabhupada, he is guaranteeing us. He is guaranteeing us where even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not guarantee. But Srila Prabhupada was so, you know, so much merciful on. He is guaranteeing us we can go back to Godhead in this very life. We give one life to Krishna. So that guarantee comes from a disciple association because it is empowered by acharyas. So we know that we are Krishna Sena or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sena or Srila Prabhupada Sena. That's why we are Rupanugas. We always say, Ekaki Hamara Nahi Paya Bala Harinama Sankirtanam Tumi Krapa Kori Shraddha Bindu Diya Krishna Namadane. Because we want assistant, we want a guide, we want someone to tell us, someone to give us Krishna and Krishna Dana, because we don't have that strength. We should understand we are helpless. We are not hopeless, we are helpless. When you helpless way, we chant the name, we pray the Lord, then help will come. When Draupadi also prayed, lifting her both hands and crying for Krishna, unlimited Sadi Krishna, you know, in the way of Sadi he came. So we should know that our, we are not completely having, you know, except faith, which is also given by our acharyas. This faith makes us to bring, because we don't have ekaki amara nahi pala, we don't have that strength. Strength has to come from holy name. Strength has to come from association. Strength has to come from spiritual master. Strength has to come from scriptures most of the time. So once we surrender to these four or five items, then there is nectar. We know that go rasa, we call it, you know, go rasa. Go rasa means milk, which nourishes the brain cells. The brain cells, we all know that there is 16 billion neurons. It has to be nourished. Hot water, hot milk from the very Indian cows, which gives us full nourishment. That's why many times it is said that Mukti Bukta Sakala Ashanta Krishna Bhakta, he Shanta Nishkama means only Krishna conscious devotees can be Shanta because they have undergone, they are nourished by this Krishna Prema. I mean, all the important things like chanting, hearing and remembering Krishna and doing all other sevas, namaza with the bhakti. So we should know that how much one rich is noted by what we cannot buy from your money. You cannot buy Krishna Prema. You cannot buy nice association. You cannot buy pure education of scriptures. You cannot buy so many things you cannot buy. Then what is the use of this richness? This richness got no meaning. So in Bhagavad Gita 5.22, it is said that overcoming weakness is strength. And happiness is a gap between two miseries. When we suffer, and in between, some happiness there. So, from one should transform sickness in the healthy stage. We should know that we are diseased person. What is the medicine? Harinama Sankirtan. We know that this is the only medicine. It cannot be taken 1 minute or 2 minutes. It has to be taken continuously till we leave our body. So it is the only medicine. So when this machinery, this scientist can tell, sometimes they can tell whether the person is dreaming or not dreaming. But the machine cannot tell what he is dreaming. So this is only material things. But in Krishna conscious, we can see what we are dreaming. We can understand, when we dream about Krishna, most of the time we understand, always we think of Krishna, dream of Krishna, then our progress is guaranteed. So this machine or any other things cannot say, that's why it is known as self-realization. It is said that if God responds to prayer, it is His grace. If He delays, we have to be patient. If He does not respond, He knows that we can handle it. So, when Krishna wants to, comparing Krishna, Krishna can tease us. He teases Rukmini and many people. Even Draupadi also sometimes. And He can tame us by giving us some miseries. And He can ignore us. In Shishtashtakam also, it is said that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you can ignore me, you can trash me, but you are my worshipable Lord. But in any case, we have to surrender to Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he said, he enthusiast us, he transformed us, and he teaching us by his own exemplary way. Krishna may not do that because Krishna is autocrat. He is Atmara. He has got so many. But when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything he wants to give us, he is making us enthused. He is making us, from our good, he wants to transform us. So we are, and what Srila Prabhupada said, he has vibrated, he has shaken, he shook over the whole world in the Harinam. Today, whatever samskar we got, every birthday or any death day or any marriage, we sing only one name, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So many times we have seen we are not comfortable when we attend karmic parties or anything. We feel fish out of water. Why? Because we have got so much taste for Harinam. When we hear this filmy song in Bollywood or Hollywood, we don't have that taste for that. We understand this unnecessarily we wasted here coming in. Sometimes we have got some duties to perform. So that's why we have to. So here we know that how greatness Krishna is and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. We are singing. Whenever we sing, we have to know that. We have to have to three things more important. We have to listen. More three techniques. Listen. And another thing we have to know that when we're chanting the name of Lord Hari, we have to think of salt. Example is given salt. Why salt? Because S-A-L-T, S is sincere and ecological way we have to chant the name of the earth. Lord, I am very fallen. I am not chanting properly your name. So please, please excuse me. So ecological way, that is sincere. S stands for, you know, sincerity, and A stands for apology. And L stands for listening. That is three techniques, listening, listening, listening. And you, there is two things only we can have. Either you have to listen to your mind or you have to listen to your holy name. Whichever you want, you can take it. When you listen to the holy name, Lord will come on our tongue. When you listen to your mind, it wavers. It goes thousand or millions of miles away. And T stands for your thanking Lord. Yeah. Thank every bit, every moment we have to thank Lord, because we are given the opportunity to take the name of the Lord. So when you remember this salt, whenever you chant why it is there, then it's very easy. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he says, no, there was one Gadadhar Pandit was there, he was having a family. So when he wants to cross, because Muslims were chasing him. And it is before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to, you know, in this world, he became a boatman, because the other Pandit was shouting for boatman, we can give you everything, please take us from the other side. Nobody came because they were scared of Muslims. So, but the boatman came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the, you know, way of boatman and saved him. And after, in the 22 hours, when he had this prakash, then he revealed to Gadadhar Pandit, I am the one who saved. When he heard for Haridas Das Thakur, he said, 22 marketplace when he was beaten, I am the one, because my disc is become helpless because of your humble, you know, prayers. So I have to cover you. And he was showing his marking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, you know, so many ways. Another Brahmini is telling, I one who gave you the intelligence how to, you know. So these are the things when it is revealed to us, what is the best for us, what is the power of holy name, what is the power of association, what is the power of holistic places, what is the power of scriptures, what is the power of spiritual master, we should understand it deeply. And this festival of Gaur Purnima, we should remind ourselves what we have wasted our time, you know, actually 40, 50 years or 30 years, whoever, we are already dead for that years. We are almost dead, 30 years. I am 70 years, 70 years I am dead. I am thinking why I died. 70 years I wasted my time. So we should think that all whatever wasted, we are in emergency, dire emergency. We have to be, you know, with such a, you know, dedicated, grateful heart, we should chant. We have to listen what we are chanting, and we have to follow this salt technology. So when we do that, then really we are guaranteed we have to go back, go to Warren, because this auspiciousness, it is said that when somebody, one of the brahmacharis' friend, you know, mother was there, of course both are brahmacharis, so other brahmachari went to his friend's house. She was a bank officer, big officer. And he was explaining her that how, you know, the city life is very, very cumbersome. You have to travel, you have to have, you know, so many blocks. And you have to care when you are driving, when you are traveling a train, bus, everything is crowded. You don't have anything. But that time she was telling, no, no, it's okay, nothing, it's pleasureful, I'm going to office, I'm coming back, it's all right, everything is office. One of the fine mornings she was transferred to one of the, you know, remote place. She was a high officer, so she was transferred to Assam or Guwahati, some places. And it was very greenery, the, you know, atmosphere is so nice. And she was staying at 6 years and very healthy food, fresh vegetables, fresh air, fresh, You know, there was not much traveling. She can walk to her office, and it was very, very pleasurable. The same lady, when he came back, and she was grumbling what type of city it is. So when you have got higher taste from the lower taste, like that, when you have got material taste, we have got now, when we have got higher taste of, you know, chanting the holy name, we should understand this higher taste is much, much more than what we are enjoying the lower taste. Once we have got that taste, we will never, you know, bargain anything else. So this shows everything is nourishment, nourishing. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya, before going to Gaya, he was always Nyaya Pandit. He was defeating most of the Nyayavadi and other things. And he was promising many people also, one day I will become a good devotee of Krishna. When he went to Gaya and Ishwar Puri initiated him and he had association of Ishwar Puri, he was a different man. When we say in India, Gaya means Gaya, because he's Gaya from material things. And he became a pure, and every moment, every minute, every second he was chanting the name of the Lord. So he became, this shows, he's giving us an example, when you got higher taste, then we will not take the lower taste. And every festival we should thank the Lord thousands and million times, because it is given to us, you know, it is given by Krishna very nicely, very easily, and our spiritual master also helped us, you know, giving it holy name and initiation, everything. Such a nice ISKCON way. There was Stephen Covey, everyone must be knowing, he must have read it. He is a management guru. His book, if you read, First Things First, he has written. He's a management guru, it's known as. And in his book, he has written, if we want to, you know, come up, succeed in your life, you have to give qualitative time. Yes, you know, he's telling qualitative time reading scriptures. See, such a management guru also is revealing, he's following, you know, Bhagavad Gita. He's nothing but Bhagavad Gita, because he must have read. And he's telling many books, one of them are Bhagavad Gita also. So we should understand this. All these people, they copied or they revealed themselves after reading. So quality time means when we chant the name of the Lord, it has to be quality, not the quantity, not the 16 rounds haphazardly. When we, of course, you people are doing wonderful, you know, chanting, I know that, I am not in that stage, but we can try, you know, this great Pandit also is telling. So, again, the famous coach who used to win all the matches whenever he coached his team, he came from America, he was also telling the same thing. What he's telling? He's telling brilliant basic. He's telling, I always depend on brilliant basic. That is, again, for us, it is Harinam. When we chant the name of the Lord, that is the brilliant basic things. From there, Krishna starts revealing us more of his pastimes, more of, you know, when, that's why we sang that song. When we are pure, we can see Vrindavan. We can see real pastime Vrindavan. Otherwise, Vrindavan is a far distance place for us. That is why in Srimad Bhagavatam also it said, Mogasya Moga Karmano Moga Jnana Vichetasa Raksham Asuram Chaiva Prakatim Mohinim Shrita. Those who bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic view. In that deluded condition, their hopes of liberation and fruitive activities and their culture of knowing defeated. So here, when we raise above this, our demonic, you know, culture and other things, then there is a higher taste. We have to stick to higher taste, and we have to, you know, make our taste higher and higher every time. So here he says, Truta Sruti Gatam Tanu Van Mano Biha. Regardless of one's condition of life, if he practices Bhakti Yoga, which begins with hearing the transcendental message of the Lord through the mouth of devotees, he gradually conquers the unconquerable Lord. Here, Sanatana Goswami is conquered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By why? Because of his humility, because of the following the teaching of Lord. So it is giving him such a, and who is already, you know, get a protection from this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to say that our protection really comes from our spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because we are the following of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is always happy time in when we do festival. Festival is nothing but keeping us very busy one way, because we are serving more people. We should understand that when we serve more Vaishnavas, more common people, Jiva Daya, Nama Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva, when we do these things, three things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased, Nityananda Prabhu also gives us his krapa, that then there is no one can stop us, because there is the mood of a devotee to go back to Godhead and serve our, you know, worshipable deity, our spiritual master and acharyas and Krishna himself. I'll stop here. If you have got any correction, any comments, please let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for telling us how to do sadhana with the help of the examples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, if you see, he has started preaching, you know, that was eclipse. He waited for 13, 14 months in the womb of Sachidevi, and he came out when there was eclipse. Eclipse, people are scared. There was a lunar, eclipse, and that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Most of the people are chanting the holy name of the, he induced the people to chant the name of the Lord. So that is the first, you know, he has done. Chaitanya movements, our chanting. And the second time he did, whenever he was, you know, crying, he will never stop as a baby. But sometimes chant the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's the second time in childhood he did. The third time he has done it in the age of 6 years, when he started playing with the his friends, he was chanting the name of Lord Hari, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When they started playing, so they started the name of the Hari. And when they started the name of the Hari, children, some low-born people came there, and they were so much attracted to Nimai Pandit, and they also started chanting the name of the Hari. And when they started, when highly qualified Brahmanas came, and they also started chanting the name of the Hari, and there was a congregation chanting, and Nimai was only 6 years old. This shows how powerful this chanting, and it's come from the holy mouth of the holy person, then it's more attractive, and everyone is attracted. Then Sachimata comes and, you know, chastise Brahmins, why you are associating with all these things, comes out. And again, he's the one, you know, civic obedience, disobedience movements he started in Chandkasi. So it shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us all the weapons for us to fight in this material world and come up brilliantly. So the Harinam is nothing but a dependent name of the Lord. So we should understand it. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Any correction is there, let me know, Mataji.
If any devotee has any questions or comments for Prabhupada, please ask. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat. Thank you so much for
thank you, Mataji, for patience listening.
So if any devotee don't have any questions or comments, then we can conclude our call here. Vancha Kartavishya Kripa Sintu Evicha Pita Naam Pavnevyo
Krishna Vedevo Anarkoti Vaishnavana Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shila Gurudev Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavi Ke Liye Jai
Murari Vallabh Prabhu Ki Jai.